Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest update with News 24 on the price of gold. As the coronavirus pandemic enters a new and dangerous phase, the price of safe haven gold is approaching its highest since 2012. But one big investment bank thinks the economic response will soon see the yellow metal swell to its highest price ever, with central bank interest rates leading to poor returns from income-paying investments like your bank's savings account and government bonds. Gold's price is now up by 15% this year, sitting just below levels last seen 8 years ago. With Brazil, the USA and South Africa at the forefront of a record daily increase in coronavirus cases, the more details emerging of China's confrontational new security law in Hong Kong, investors may be feeling less optimistic about a V-shaped global economic recovery. Invest in gold with Revix. Revix offers a modern and effortless way to own physical gold. Gold is a safety net in terms of economic uncertainty, and it acts as a hedge against inflation thanks to its limited supply and long trading history. So unlike central banks, who are printing money at unprecedented levels, gold supply remains steady. This means gold acts as a rand hedge and is widely recommended as part of a diversified portfolio. It's one of a handful of investments with a positive return in 2020. Gold prices are around $1,780 an ounce and have gained 15% so far in 2020 and 34% over the past 12 months. Stay tuned as I'll be back with more news here on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations with Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D here on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you a Telkom news update by BizTech. As the tough economic environment continues to affect industries adversely, small businesses are hit the hardest, but Telkom business have good news. Helping the growth of small businesses in South Africa, we have been severely hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Telkom Business announces the launch of its latest innovation called Yep on Google Play and Apple's App Store. Yep is a digital marketplace where customers can safely and confidently search and purchase from small trusted businesses. The app is geared towards economic sustainability, creating a long-term future for small businesses. Think of Yep as a friend to small businesses, and it provides a scalable solution to help grow and enhance their reach, said Lunga Sio, CEO of Telkom Business. The COVID-19 pandemic has far-reaching effects, none of which paint a bright future for many businesses, and even more so in South Africa, where small business to medium-sized enterprises form the backbone of the economy. Users can also create their own online store with their own unique branding, upload their list of services to find new customers. With the current crisis, Treasury projects that more than several million jobs could be lost as a result. Yep, the app will play a critical role in ensuring the survival of the country's small businesses that we've come to so rely upon, and help to provide and grow the job sector, CEO said. Yep, the app will continuously evolve and will soon boast several feature upgrades that customers can look forward to. Stay tuned as I'll be back with more news updates here on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D here on Von.Radio, VoiceOver Nations, bringing you the latest update on lifestyle and travel leisure with News 24. International travel from Eiffel Tower to Leaning Tower of Pisa. COVID-19 measures at Europe's tourist attractions make for a very different holiday. As Europe's tourism and industry tentatively reopens, hotspots across the continent have introduced measures to minimize the risk of new outbreaks. At Italy's Leaning Tower of Pisa, visitors will be provided with electronic devices that vibrate if they get too close to another. Anyone visiting the Eiffel Tower in Paris, which reopened on June the 25th, will have to take the stairs, all 674 of them, because the lifts are being kept shut at France's iconic monument. After months of lockdown, many Europeans are dreaming of a summer holiday, but holidays will look a bit different this year. Breakfast buffets, guided tours, and club nights may well be out. Masks and temperature checks, meanwhile, are definitely in. Tourist attractions from Rome's Colosseum to the Hermitage Amsterdam Museum have introduced a slew of measures to minimize the risk of a new outbreak. Stay tuned as I'll be back with more news updates here on Von.Radio, VoiceOver Nations. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D here on Von.Radio, VoiceOver Nations, bringing you a business update with News 24. The ANC considers additional tax to fund a 500 Rand monthly income grant. South Africa's ruling African National Congress is reconsidering a previously discarded proposal to pay all citizens an income grant according to a party discussion paper. The payment will help address rampant poverty and ward off social unrest as the country grapples with the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, according to the document that will be presented at a meeting of the ANC's top leadership this weekend. Paying a 500 Rand monthly grant to those aged 19 to 59 who aren't normally eligible for other aid would cost the state 197.8 billion rand a year, according to the document. Between 50% and 60% of the money could be recouped by levying extra taxes on those with jobs, it said. COVID-19 has weakened and undermined the resilience and survival strategies of low and no income household, the paper said. The social, economic and political costs of not introducing a basic income grant in South Africa are more disastrous than the actual monetary costs. ANC spokesperson Pooley Mabi didn't respond to calls or messages seeking comment. The government normally makes welfare payments to pensioners, the disabled and impoverished children. While charities, the main opposition, Democratic Alliance and some senior ruling party officials have called for the grant system to be extended to millions of others who fall outside the social security net, the government has previously argued that a more comprehensive system isn't affordable. Keep tuned in as I'll be back with more news updates here on Von.Radio, VoiceOver Nations.